Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about some of the topics preached on in the fundamental church that so-called Christians get upset about. So let's pick up with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We want to warn people about the wrath to come. We want to warn people to not be saved so as by fire, but to be able to hear a well done, good and faithful servant. Jesus warned in John chapters 15 and 16, the consequences in this life of following him. Let me share with you from John chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now let me just insert something here. So often we think of the world of just as unsaved people. It might be government, it might be the people way outside, you know, that have nothing to do with church or with God. Many times the world is right in the church. For example, I can preach against abortion, which is, in my opinion, cold-blooded murder. And people will get upset. I can preach against sodomite marriage. And people that are in church will get upset. I preached a sermon recently on that, and I had about 7 or 8 messages on emails just for that one thing about sodomites. And that God, I was preaching God would forgive them. They could repent. God could cleanse that sin from them. And there were people claiming to be Christians that wrote me that heard it on the internet. And I don't know if any of them were in church. They don't always use the same name. But whether they were or not, they were upset. Now, the Lord said, if the world hate you, you know that hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Jesus goes on to say, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Why? Because you're living by his word. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Because they've also accepted his word, you see. Now, why does the world, like the contemporary church, the Osteens, the Rick Warrens, and that type of group? Because they use the arm of the flesh. Now, Jeremiah chapter 48 and verse 10, I tell you what, when it comes to using the arms of the flesh, if I was you, I would really think that. I would just rethink that because, oh my, what God says in Jeremiah 48 and verse 10, and by the way, somebody says, well, that's Old Testament, yeah? Well, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength. That's also Old Testament. Are we to not love God because it's in the Old Testament? Thou shalt not kill. Does that not apply because it's in the Old Testament? See, quit just saying, well, I'll believe this, but I won't believe that from God's word. No, you do God's will, God's way. So in Jeremiah 48 and verse 10, it says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Now, how can you do the work of the Lord deceitfully? Well, you rock and roll. You make the world think that we're them. That's deceitful. Our God is holy. God is holy. So when you're trying to tell people, hey, this is what God is like, you are lying to them. That is a bald face lie out of hell. So he says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Now listen to this next line, same verse, Jeremiah 48:10. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Wow. Lord says, you keep your sword back from blood. The sword is the word of God. You attack the devil. The devil's is the work of the flesh. You'll read that in Galatians chapter 5 about the works of the flesh, beginning in verses 19 through 21. Those are the weapons. But our weapons, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So our weapons begin with the word of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. And on we could go there looking at Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm just saying that our weaponry is not the same as the devil's, so why are you using the devil's weaponry to try to build God's house? Because God's house is to be a holy house. And so they use the arm of the flesh, and the world loves their own. That's what Jesus said. The world doesn't love you, but if you were of the world would love you. So the world loves their own. When a Christian begins to backslide, they basically soothe and ease their conscience by turning to those things and say, hey, but I'm in church. They've wandered from the wisdom of God. And so as a result, this has led them into the world and ways of foolishness. They are totally deceived. They are totally deceived. And what a shame. Jesus loved, even if men did not love him. But he never compromised his holiness. He never compromised his truth in order to love. We're reminded of John chapter 3, verse 16 through 21. For God so loved the world, you know, the world which hates him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, verse 19 goes on to say, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, that his deeds should be reproved. Now, we find that people love Jesus' words in verses 16 through 18. But as Jesus continues the statement, because it didn't end at verse 18. Verse 19 through 21 are part of the same paragraph. He continues his statement in the same paragraph. He clarifies by showing repentance. Repentance. Even though the word repentance is not used, the action is shown. Remember, we don't love in word and tongue, but in deed and in truth. He says, but he that doeth the truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. God so loved us What did he do? Well, he sent his Son, who is God in the flesh, who was Spirit before he came here, as John 1:1 says of him, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Now, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word, now remember the Word, was God in verse 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 18 says, of John chapter 1, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Yes, Jesus was God in the flesh who came, took on a human body, who had always been a spirit, was always the Son of God in eternity past, but now he was a begotten flesh Son of God of the Father when he was born 2,000 years ago. His purpose in coming was not to condemn us to hell, because we were condemned already. Rather, it was to save us from sin, including sin's power and sin's consequence. Verse 18 shows we are condemned already if we don't believe on him. So verses 19 and 20, it said, men love darkness rather than light. You see, because they love darkness rather than light, they don't come to the light. They want saved from sin's penalty. That is hell, eternal damnation in the lake of fire where they're tormented day and night forever and ever. They don't cease to exist and there's no escape. Yeah, they want delivered from that. Anybody in their right mind wants delivered from that. They weren't delivered from the penalty, but not from sin's power, because they love their sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.